Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
Lizard cream is the easiest way to tell if your loved ones have turned into a shape-shifting lizard person.
Bye. Whoever is the number one pick in the draft may have a little special treat. A sex worker in Nevada tells TMZ Sports she's so grateful for the revenue that the NFL draft has brought her this month, she wants to give Thursday's number one overall pick a free sex romp. Roxanne Price, a 27-year-old licensed sex worker, tells us that Las Vegas escorts have taken a hit during the COVID pandemic, just like everybody else.
Of course.
But with the NFL draft coming to town this week, big money is finally starting to come back to the industry. And Price wants to thank the NFL for it all, specifically by giving the number one overall pick top-notch service at the Chicken Ranch Brothel. It's a weird name for a brothel.
Well, they're all ranches, right? There's the Bunny Ranch. Like, why do they all have to?
Chicken Ranch.
I mean, why couldn't you just, do they have to pretend like they farm animals there?
Chop their heads off and they just run around and foam at the mouth.
Legal thing? Foam at the mouth?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She says, the least I can do is offer the top pick the most valuable thing I possess, my premium erotic services at no charge.
Ah.
It's my way of saying thank you to the athletes that inspire us all.
All right. I wonder, there's a lot of different endorsement deals that are flying around these days. I wonder if anyone will be like, yeah, I'll...
Aiden Hutchinson here for the Chicken Ranch. What's that?
I'm gonna put my name on it and let everybody know what I'm... Now, I'm not saying there won't be players who partake. That's a whole different thing.
Hey, maybe this is the best place in the world. Maybe they serve you greasy chicken covered in ranch while someone pleasures you.
You know what?
I'd go there.
I'd find out. Let's see what happens, right? Now, as far as all that goes, very nice of this person to offer those services, but the NFL going to like, if you say like, all right, yeah, hey, took this lady up on this offer, I'm going to have some fun. And then afterwards, that's all done now. And thank you very much. Is the NFL have a problem with that? Do they, like, come down hard on you? Do they yell at you? Or do they
it's a legal service.
That's what I
that
mean.
That you're taking advantage of. What's the point? What's the problem, I should say?
There has been in the past legal services such as, well, not a service, but substance that you've been allowed to partake in.
Well, fair enough. And for a long time.
And the league had rules on that.
Even though gambling was legal in Las Vegas, the NFL frowned on it.
Oh, and they yelled at you if
now,
you did it.
Now they love it. They can't get enough.
They can make money off of it.
The draft, of course, is in Vegas tonight. That's how much they love it.
Right. It's going to be on the Bellagio fountains, right? Isn't that what you're walking around on?
I think they put
the stage on the fountains.
Well, that was the NHL All-Star Game. Are they doing that too for the NFL stuff tonight?
I thought because the draft initially, remember it was going to be there a few years ago, and they were going to have a boat. I'm on a boat. They're going to take you on a boat.
That's across the
fountain. I don't know if that's still part of the plan.
They did away with the boat, though. They just put
everyone's going to be on the stage or something.
It's the stage, and then they built like some ramps, walkways out instead of the boat. So the boat is no longer there.
I saw this today. This is from the Nevada Gaming Control. And I've always been told that, sports gambling is lucrative, but that's not what they make their money on in Vegas. And I'm looking at this in black and white. Nevada casinos net winnings in the month of March.
Okay.
Okay, this is just for Nevada.
You said this is the Nevada, net. This whatever. Is the net winnings.
So this net
is,
winnings.
Okay.
Sports gambling, $36.9 million.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Right? That's a decent amount of
this
money.
This is just for the month of March, $36.9 million. Craps, $41 million. Mm-hmm. So more than sports gambling.
Yeah.
Roulette, $54 million. Blackjack, $104.6 million. Burt Baccarat, $131.7 million.
Dumb reference. Burt Baccarat.
And again, sports, $36.9 million. I just told you, Burt Baccarat, $131.7 million. Penny slots. Penny slots, who also works at the Chicken Ranch.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Penny slots.
Penny slots.
Put some ranch on the chicken, Penny. Can you point me in the direction of penny slots?
That's right.
341.1 million dollars.
Wow.
$341.1 million winnings in Las Vegas for penny slots.
This is the thing with Vegas that I think gets lost, because we've talked about how, you know, you go look at, what, New Jersey. I mean, they have sports gambling. I want to say they were in the hundreds of millions of dollars a month on sports gambling.
I think they did $1 billion for the year, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. They were at some months over $100 million and over $1 billion for a year. And then you get to Vegas, which is the epicenter of all this. And they're just talking casinos, right? But you can still bet on your phone, I want to say, in Vegas. I don't think you have to go to the casinos. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Either way, all I'm telling you is Vegas has the different business plan. They're saying, oh yeah, sports gambling, we've got that. But if you've ever been to a sports book, I don't know, for those who haven't, there's tons of TVs. There's tons of people bringing you drinks. There's lots of VIP stuff you can pay for to you know, have a nice spot where you're left alone and all that stuff. But they make that really nice to draw you into the casino. They want you to spend time at their casino, at their sports book.
They just want to get you to the slot machines.
But that's what, right, exactly. That's why they have all these shows. That's why they had Britney Spears doing concerts there and all these other magic acts and great restaurants and all that stuff. They're paying for a lot of that because they know if we get you in here when you're tired and drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, where are you going to go, Phil Castellini? You're just going to walk right down to the penny slots, say it's only $5. I'm not going. And then you're going to be there for an hour and waste $400, not win a thing. And you'll leave when you win 20 and say, oh, there you go, I got something. And that's it. That's where they make their money. You drunk at 3 a.m. walking around playing the penny slots.
$341.1 million. Let them live. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again. But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I want to point out, too, that even in my moment of distress, where I had to leave the show to take a poop, it was coming, kids.
I believe you.
It was coming. There was no stopping it. It was going to happen in this studio, or I was going to have to go to the bathroom. So I did you a favor by not crapping my pants.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But even in my moment of distress, I did not poop in the bathrooms we have down here.
No, we have bathrooms that are much closer.
I went all the way upstairs. I ran all the way upstairs to the bigger bathrooms and took a crap because I didn't want to, I don't know, sanctity down here.
You can't violate the rules.
Sanctuary.
We have rules down here, yeah. Hey, listen, I said before the segment, or as we were getting into the segment, do we think bonus rapid fire, do we think Mike will make it back before the end of the segment? And I said my answer is yes, because I think he's just going to sprint up there, hurt himself.
I did. I almost fell.
Well, that and I thought you were just going to be like, you know, which one was it from Dumb and Dumber that was on the toilet? Is that Lloyd or Harry? But just, I thought it was that violent.
No, Harry,
right, because Lloyd is Lloyd Jim Christmas. Carrey's.
Yeah, Lloyd is Jim Carrey's
character. Yeah, it's.
What was Lloyd's last name?
Christmas. Lloyd Christmas. Oh, I don't know what Harry's last name is, if that's what you're asking. I don't know.
Harry, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. Balls. No? I don't know.
Who are you, me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I'm the one sitting here while someone else has to go crap.
I did my best.
No, I'm saying you should have taken the full time. We had it covered.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It was wet and wild, so the wiping was minimal.
We had it covered is all I'm saying. You could have just taken your time.
Timmy's getting ready for stuff. I didn't want to take his time up. As much as I talk about how I hate Tim,
I know that,
I am respectful of his time.
Timmy and I went out to a basketball court today and shot baskets for half an hour.
Thanks for telling me, by the way.
What do you mean, thanks for telling me?
Well, because I thought you went outside. We have a basketball hoop right here.
We do.
Outside the office.
And then what happens?
In the parking lot.
Everyone here, well, I don't know who. Someone here always likes to park a work van right under the basket.
Okay, well, I went out there thinking that you guys were outside shooting hoops. There was no work van there. When I went out there.
Oh, well.
There was a stray cat licking itself. But I went out there and locked myself out of the building.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's not good.
I locked myself out of the building. I had to walk all the way around to the TV newsroom to get in.
You did?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because the gate wouldn't open. I was swearing at you. I didn't have my phone with me. I couldn't call Ted. I was crying.
Look
I was
at that.
Sucking my thumb.
Nance, you had to walk.
Finally, somebody said, why don't you just walk to the other side of the building? as I'm ripping up my clothes.
It was the
and
cat that said
eating
the,
my own
the cat
foot.
Was licking itself and then said, "You know, there's another door, idiot."
The cat started like, talking to
they
me.
They left you.
Meow, other door, meow, meow. Open the door, meow.
Balls. Last name Balls.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.